Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and hello, friends, wherever you are in the world today. My name is Valerie Molyneux, president and founder of VIT Friends Vitiligo Support Group. We welcome you. We welcome you wherever you are across the globe. And whatever your weather is like, we welcome you and we say hello and happy Vitiligo Awareness Month. I trust that you're celebrating and that you're celebrating big. This community of people, we're growing, we're expanding, and we just need to rally with each other, support and encourage each other, and that is what VIT Friends is doing in this part of the world. So again, hello and welcome. I just was hoping today that folks would call in. I know that I must have chosen a horrible time because I'm hearing that lots of folks, of course, during this time of day, they're at work. So we may just happen to reschedule something again for tomorrow. But I just wanted to just bring you up to date on a few things, let you know where we are in Boston. And for those places that I know about, I will just do my best to bring you up to speed on what's going on. Today is a very warm day here in Boston on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, June 23rd, midpoint. Well, actually, a little beyond the midpoint of the month. And I know they're gearing up all over the world to celebrate June 25th, World Vitiligo Day, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. But again, welcome. We are coming to you live and direct from Boston, Massachusetts, where it's a balmy 80 degrees, a little overcast, but it's a beautiful, warm day. And so we're just happy. We had a little shower earlier, much to the delight of the flower gardens and the vegetable gardens. They're so pleased with that downpour earlier. But again, wanted to bring you up to speed and hoping that your state, your group, your community, that you're planning to celebrate each other on June 25th, which has been designated as World Vitiligo Day. I bring you greetings from the entire team, VIT Friends Boston, VIT Friends Connecticut, VIT Friends New York, and VIT Friends in the Carolinas. And by way of saying the Carolinas, our heart goes out and our prayers goes out to the folks in the Carolinas. We're praying for you. We're thinking about you in this crisis time. But I love what someone said at church last night. Love will conquer all. And you know, regardless of what has happened here, yes, there's lives that were lost, and we grieve and mourn and send our sympathies to the families and loved ones who have lost folks. But love has been the pronounced word throughout this last few days for me. And my heart goes out to the family as they speak to us from a place of love and forgiveness and kindness. And we know that will, I pray, turn things around in our world and in this society where other things and race and other things is at the forefront. Love is the thing that we heard coming out of those folks in the Carolinas. So greetings and love, much respect, sympathies, and love we're sending to the folks out in the Carolinas this afternoon. So again, greetings from all of our groups. Greetings, I'll take liberty and express greetings from Vitiligo Research Foundation, who is supporting us and helping to strengthen our organization so that we can strengthen and help you. To bring you up to speed, Boston, as we celebrate this month, we've posted on Facebook, many states have received, and there's yet many to receive, hopefully in the next year or two, proclamations from their governors And we have received that proclamation from our governor stating June as Vitiligo Awareness Month. And so we're grateful for that. And we've posted online all of the various states that have received that documentation. And we're just so pleased. Folks are getting photo ops with their governor and stuff like that. Let me bring you up to speed on Boston. Tomorrow, we are delighted that we will have a full-page ad in the paper, the Boston Metro paper, newspaper, proclaiming our rally on the State House steps. We're rallying on the steps of the Massachusetts State House to bring a voice, to bring a face to this condition called vitiligo. And so if you're in the Massachusetts area, if you're in the Boston area and you can get to the Massachusetts State House, join us, will you? Join us on the steps at 12:30 sharp. We will be there for 1 hour. And then we have a special invitation to move on inside the State House to a conference room where Representative Gloria Fox will speak to us and other representatives will be present. So we're honored. We're delighted that this will happen finally in our state for us. And so that is this coming Thursday, June 25th, World Vitiligo Day. Meet us on the steps of the Massachusetts State House at 12:30. Things are happening with BitBond and with Something Up Carolina Group and various groups, and they've posted that information on the website as well. We will have with us on the State House steps, where we will have several doctors with us, and we are honored to have flying in to join us the CEO of Vitiligo Research Foundation. So it's going to be a big event for us. We're excited. We are truly, truly excited about what is happening. If you're out there and you'd like to share what's happening with your group, please give us a call, 347-857-1193. Again, 347-857-1193. Give me a call. Tell me what your state is doing. Let us know what you are going to be doing. I applaud Talisha and the Florida group there in New York and the VitFriends group in Brooklyn. Folks are getting out. Folks are going to be doing and celebrating. We heard of a march happening, a walk, that is, happening in New Jersey. If you're in that area, please get more information. We will try to post what we know on Facebook. The Sumter, North Carolina group, they're having a walk as well, and we can get you information for that. But if you're out there and you can connect with us and tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods, we would love to know and be able to share your information with folks who will want to get out and celebrate. Got lots of overseas information. Groups across the world will be celebrating. We're proud of OGO and the team in between Nigeria and Ghana and what they're doing as well, celebrating, and lots of photos will be coming out. And so we're excited. We're excited for our community, the vitiligo community globally, and the impact that we're making on lives. We're encouraging folks to please, please, please sign the June 25th.org petition. Once this has reached its goal, which what is required is 500,000 signatures, once we've met that goal, that required goal, we want to all show up in Washington and let the UN know, let the folks in Washington know that we're here. And so last check, we were at 480,000 signatures. So we need you. We need you. Not much is required of you. It's just your name and your state. simply your name and your state. We don't want your blood type. We don't want your social security number. They don't need the organization that's heading this up. They just need your name and your state, and that will suffice. So please, it's that simple. Not much is required at all to do that, to show your support for this community of people. We need you, and we need you now. We need to activate now. We need to come together now. I applaud all of the groups. I applaud all of the groups, your hard work, your efforts. It's not going unnoticed, and we applaud you, what you're doing. I trust that most of you had a chance to see the ABC show called What Would You Do? We are proud of one of our young women that got that assignment, and Talisha did an awesome, awesome job. I got calls from outside of Massachusetts. I got calls from many places of people asking me, did you see that show? Did you see that show? And, of course, yes, I knew about that show. I actually knew about it since, you know, the plans for it since October 4th of last year. So things are happening for this community, but we need to stand together. We need unity will get us some action. And by action, I mean getting government, getting people in power to hear us, to listen to what's happening to us. Young folks are being bullied in school. What are we doing about it? We need people to be able to go into these schools and share with kids in classrooms what this condition is all about. It's not contagious. It's not harmful to the person that will touch us. So it's important that we get the word out. It's important that we educate people about this condition. And the groups, small, like ourselves, we're growing. And as we rally folks, that is our intention, to bring the light, to shine the light on this condition. And the other piece that's really important is the insurance piece, where folks are unable to purchase the medications that are being prescribed by dermatologists that they can use to possibly help. Of course, we know that there's no cure, but there are some medications out there, and the biggest piece of it is the fact that it's costly, and we need the insurance companies to now do some revamping and looking at how they can help us, you know. But we have to come in a unified way as a group, come together. Yes, there's little groups in the different states, but yes, we need one big umbrella eventually to really make a difference and make a change. I want to put a plug now in for a conference, but if you're up there and you'd like to call me, my number is 347-857-1193. And again, I knew that folks would be at work, and I knew that today was a great time for me. But if you'll get this at a later date and time, please call us at our 800 number, which is 844-374-3639, and share your comments about the show. Share your questions, your concerns about this broadcast, and let us know what we need to improve, what we need to do. We're building, we're growing, and we need you. Again, 347-857-1193. My name is Valerie Molyneux, president and founder of Vit Friends, here to support, here to encourage, and bring awareness to this condition known as vitiligo. I wanted to tell you a little about our upcoming conference, and that will be July 31st. And let me break it all down for you. July 31st is for folks that wants to come into town a little earlier and settle themselves and relax for our all-day sessions on August 1st. So when they arrive on Friday, July 31st, we will have dinner, we will have meet and greet, we'll have some laughter, we will have a video done, professionally produced by a young woman out of Canada, and we will take a look at that video, have some discussions around this young woman. I believe she's a basketball coach out of Canada, and we will have a discussion around that video. And once that's before folks break off for the night, we'll spend an hour or so bowling and sharing and laughing. So, yes, that is Friday night getting to know each other session. Then on Saturday, all day Saturday, 9 a.m. in the morning, we have registration table. We have gifts for every attendee to our conference. And it's an all-day breakfast, light breakfast in the morning, continental breakfast. We have lunch, and we have an afternoon snack. And so it's an all-day session. Our featured speaker is Dr. John Harris out of UMass Medical here in Worcester, Massachusetts. Some of our guests would be folks that you know, most of our friends, from our Facebook family of friends, just to mention some names for you. Our New York co-leader in the person of Shazad Gaines, he is one of our speakers. Alex, everyone knows Alex very well, very inspirational young man from our Facebook family of friends, and he is from Florida. He is one of our speakers. By the way, he's our first speaker of the day to inspire us and to get us moving and going. Todd Meadows is out of Hartford, Connecticut. He is the brother of our Connecticut leader, Ms. Millicent Meadows. Butterfly is her name on Facebook. And Todd has vitiligo, and he will be our speaker as well. We also have, he refers to himself as V-Style. Most of you know him from our Facebook family of friends. And he is out of Florida as well with some great two-tone music that all about vitiligo. He will be sharing that with us. You don't want to miss that. There's raffles, there's other things in between. We can't give you everything, but we wanted to share with you our main speakers. Dr. Harris, I know, will have some updates as to the latest medical discoveries, and you can bring with you your questions for him. He is published. He's well-versed in everything concerning vitiligo. I love when we can connect with medical people who has a personal connection and can really relate on a deep level to what we go through, because the first time I met him, what he said to us is that his grandmother has vitiligo, so he can relate. So we hope that you can come. All the information you will need is on Facebook at vitfriends.org. Let us know that you're coming. Give us, you know, a heads up. We would love for you to register online as soon as you can so that we can begin. Bags are being prepared for our attendees and stuff. It's happening behind the scenes now, so we need you to get on the ball and register now. You will have a time like no other. It's a family reunion. It's a family reunion for this community of people. And so we have folks coming from, like we said earlier, Florida, the Carolinas, Washington, D.C., and places. So come on, join us. You will have no regrets. You will have an amazing, amazing time with us. And then Sunday morning is our only fundraising for this conference. And it's our Vitiligo Awareness Walk. We get up on Sunday mornings, and oh, my goodness, the spot that we go for our walk It's an amazing spot. Photographs don't even do justice to it. You have to be here to experience it for yourself. And so we walk a vitiligo awareness walk, fundraising walk. Tell some folks, listen, I'm going to be walking for my condition. Would you donate? And collect some donations and bring them on in, and let's see what we're doing. We applaud the one couple that came in from Houston, Texas, and did the walk with us. And you know, she spoke to her boss. She spoke to her fellow employees, and donations that they sent in just blew us away because she spoke up and she said, we'll be walking for this condition. So you can do it. You can do it. And this is the way we support this organization, and we're able to lower the rates for our conference. Be looking for in the New York Metro next Monday, as well as the Boston Metro next Monday, there will be an ad for this upcoming conference. And so share that ad with some friends. Give it to your boss. Give it to some friends and tell them, please, to support you in this cause. Again, 347-857-1193 is my number. If you just wanted to say hello, we would love to hear from you. We're working hard behind the scenes, and we're preparing for an amazing conference that you just don't want to miss. If you have questions, specific questions about the conference, how can you come? What should you do? Can you have a roommate? I'd like to bring children. Whatever you'd like to know, please give us a call, 844-374-3639. That is the VitFriends 800 number. Again, 844-374-3639. And we can answer as many of your questions as we can possibly answer and help to see that you are able to join us here for this conference. Again, please, whatever you're doing as you celebrate World Vitiligo Day this Thursday, we want to encourage you, first and foremost, to be safe, enjoy yourself, share your condition, tell folks what it's all about. When you see them staring, stare back. Yeah. But if you can engage in conversation and to say, listen, I have a condition, it's called vitiligo, can I tell you a little about it? Or can I tell you about an organization that can tell you all about it? Whichever way you want to go, use your best judgment. Go at it gently in love, because I've noticed that one thing that all of the people that I've encountered with vitiligo demonstrate, it's a spirit of humility and a spirit of love. I believe truly that we are chosen to carry this so that people can notice us, so that people can notice and pay attention to who we are. We're the carrier and bearer of good news. We're the carrier and bearer of love, and we're here to demonstrate and to share that with the world. So it's time. It's high time for us to step up, step out front, and to say, here we are. Here we are. We of the vitiligo community, and we're here to share our love with you. Listen, my name is Valerie, and I'm the president and founder of VitFriends, and I have certainly enjoyed this short time with you. If you have further questions about what we're doing, if we can connect you with a group in your area, please do not hesitate. Do not hesitate to give us a call at our 800 number, which is 844-374-3639. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the month of June. Vitiligo Awareness Month comes to a close on the last day of the month. But until then, celebrate it with passion. Celebrate each other. Enjoy yourself. Whatever way your group is going to celebrate, do it well. Do it right. Enjoy yourself and share the love. Share the love with everyone you encounter. Let them know that we're a people of love, genuine from the place of our hearts. So until then, June 30th, celebrate this month with all that's in you and spread the word that Vit Friends, Vitiligo Support Group, we're here to support and to share information with those that would love to get more information, get more knowledge about what this group is or what this condition is all about. Please, 617-816-5241 if you're in the Boston area. That is our local number here in Boston. Visit our website, www.vitfriends.org, and see what we're doing there. Most of the information about the conference and other things are online. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day and enjoy Vitiligo Awareness Month wherever you are in the world. Bye-bye.